Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So yesterday we spent a lot of time on the Redskins talking about their lack of downfield threats, the receivers.
I didn't expect them to go out and sign five guys.
And Jason even threw out the name Josh Gordon. Yeah. And I know EB wasn't into it. I was kind of into it. Apparently, they did actually inquire about Josh Gordon. Of course, the Patriots make the move and sign him. But they bring in Michael Floyd and Breshad Perriman, two former first-round picks. Valdez, you can talk about the bust that is Breshad Perriman because he played for your Ravens.
Well, injury-prone.
He started out his rookie campaign like Doxson, where he was on the sideline all of training camp. And then I just hope that Perriman brings a ball cannon with him because he has hands of stone. Right. So get used to a lot of drops. And one of the biggest busts Ozzie's ever had at the wide receiver
position.
Was he
like the 17th pick in his draft? I'll have to look that up.
Well, Hoffman said, you know, our guy Craig Hoffman, who covers the Redskins for us, said that scouts had him in his tape as like a third or fourth rounder, but he's such a great workout guy. That zoomed him up.
Plus, he's blazing fast.
Well,
when
they brought him in for the workout, apparently he killed the workout.
Yeah.
That sold him.
But so
I expected him to wait a week, you know, one more week with these guys and then make a move, but they didn't wait.
Here's what I'll say, though, about the Gordon thing. And there's now been mixed reporting because initially it was reported that he was acting erratically. They didn't believe the shady hamstring thing. And so the assumption is there that he's got a sobriety issue.
Yeah.
I would not sign Josh Gordon, if there's any recent incidents involving his sobriety, it's just too many. He's got like a half dozen times already that's been an issue.
But that makes sense because if he was drunk, he would have been suspended again, and he was not suspended.
Well, if there's a test.
If they tested him.
If they didn't test him, there wouldn't be.
Well, true, but I mean,
But he showed up late. They said he was acting around. Then Jason Lockenforce said they had nothing to do with that. They just didn't like the guess that he did this shoot and that he tweaked his hamstring, and they just were fed up. If that's the case, and he hasn't had an incident in a year or two, whatever. He looks like he's clean and sober. Then I'm all about it. Josh Gordon's a freak.
I know.
But if it's a sobriety issue, there's no chance. That was a better pick than I expected.
You just never know with him, obviously. I mean, he could be hanging out in the bars next week. But you're
right. Stumbling
any
time.
If he is sober, I mean, if he stays sober the rest of the year, man, the Pats got a good one.
Right, and they're going to get Edelman back in 2 weeks, too.
Yeah, they got a good one.
So all of a sudden, their receiving core, which was looking as like a weakness, could become a strength.
Why I was hoping the Niners were going to make a deal, because the original report was that he wanted to either play for the Niners or the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I guess they just couldn't work
out. Let me say this, though, regarding Perriman. Usually, I mean, a guy's been given 3 years. Usually when you've been given, I mean, it's the start of his third year, I think. They don't do it. I mean, he makes Josh Doxson look like a future Hall of Famer, his production. Like nothing. Can't catch. So I expect nothing there. And then Floyd, very good player, but he hadn't done anything in 2 years.
And he's had off-the-field issues, but hopefully those
have
been
cleared up. Yeah, he's got a ton of off-the-field issues. I would almost rather them sign Dez than Floyd.
What else does he have besides the Dewey?
He has had two Deweys.
Yeah, he's had a couple.
And the second one was an extreme DUI.
Yeah.
Right.
Like
he has a serious problem.
He's another one.
It's not like just a one-off with him.
I'm not a big, let's go just sign every guy out there with issues, but I'd rather, if you're going to sign Floyd, I'd rather sign Dez. You know? Because Dez has been more productive recently.
Yeah, well.
This guy hasn't done anything in 3 years.
That's how desperate the team feels
like
they are.
Well, also, Floyd, I'm sure, comes at a much cheaper price tag.
Oh, sure.
Dez wants, you know.
And he's only 28.
I thought Floyd was older than that. Yeah. I was stunned to see that he was drafted in, I think, the same draft as RG3 and Kirk.
He had some really good seasons in Arizona.
Yeah.
It was like, but the last decent one was
100. Did he have 100 catches 1 year?
No, I don't think so. I looked at his numbers earlier.
I think his
top was like 65-ish.
No, I'm looking at the targets. He had 113 targets. Yeah. But that's how desperate this team feels like they are.
65 was his top.
At that position. I mean, they're going out to sign guys who can't catch and guys who haven't done anything in
two years. Need bodies because Quinn and Sims are out.
Right.
But I wonder if you actually had an open competition for Josh Doxson's job. Does Doxson win it?
Well, I think that's part of
these
why
guys are going to be dead guys
inching towards Josh Doxson shouldn't be sleeping that comfortably.
Yeah, this is. Hey, Josh, look, we're bringing not one, two guys in to push for playing time.
And
it's a wake up call.
Just like you, whatever, former first round picks.
Yeah,
You know, washed out receivers like you are a dime a dozen.
Yep. He should not be comfortable. Yeah. Not in the least.
And the thing about taking shots, Gruden didn't go over the top with his comment about not taking shots, but he said taking completions aren't the end of the world, but towards the end of the game, we probably should have pushed the envelope a little bit, get the ball downfield.
They did sign. We talked about it a couple times now. Breshad Perriman, he's a former first-round pick out of Central Florida. He was a two-star recruit coming out of high school, but of course his father, what was his father's name? Brett Perriman, played in the NFL for 10 years.
He had a 100-catch season once with the Detroit Lions.
Hey, here's Perriman's hands.
Perriman, his father. Yeah.
His dad.
His dad. But he's been a bust. He was the 26th overall pick in the 2015 draft. He had issues right away with, I think he had knee problems in his rookie year. His best season was when he played 16 games in 2016 and caught 33 passes. But last year, he played in just 11 games, had a concussion, caught 10 passes in all of last year for 77 yards. And they released him, I think, right before one of their final cuts or whatever, right before the season started.
Rashad would be psyched to end his career with his dad's numbers: 525 catches, almost 7,000 yards.
Not gonna happen.
30 touchdowns.
Not gonna happen. He'll be lucky.
No, he was good.
He'll be lucky to catch 20 balls.
Good, solid NFL receiver.
Absolutely.
He's fast though. You know, they say he runs a 4.25, 4.340, still has that speed, just has terrible hands.
He might just be Richardson's backup.
He tore up the workout.
Because Richardson is the speed guy, and then you have Floyd as the jump ball deep guy as Doxson's backup. They didn't have any depth. So I don't know what they did, but did these guys get snaps off? Like, if they went three wide receivers, they didn't have anybody behind them. I mean, they cut Chase on already.
Right.
I heard that they went into this game without even a backup slot guy, so they needed backups.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I think if I was Josh Doxson, and we talked about it earlier, I would be nervous. I don't think I would
be. Well, this is a big year for him. It really is.
Well, and they're just bringing in receivers left and right.
That's what I mean.
And you're not really producing. He did have 4 catches, I believe, on 7 targets. But, you know, the drop on the sideline there that we all saw early in the game, that was glaring.
Was that kind of alligator arm-ish?
It was a little weird.
He didn't really stretch out his arms.
He's got to stretch out a little more.
Well, you know, I love D-Hall, but when D-Hall said he's got Larry Fitzgerald's hands, it's just not true. It just doesn't.
Now, he did make a nice diving catch toward the sideline later in the game.
The one where he kind of fell forward a little bit. Yeah, that was a good
catch. NFL receivers make that catch 90% of the time.
No, I know, but we're killing them for not making the one catch. But that wasn't an easy catch to make.
Now,
dive into the ground.
I will say that I was stunned to see that the Redskins were interested in Josh Gordon. Not that they don't need receiving help, but I just feel like that guy's got real sobriety issues, and that's what was initially reported was the case again with Cleveland. But Jason LaCanfora reports that it had nothing to do with it, that they just were unhappy with him with this sort of mysterious hamstring injury, which, by the way, they claim is good enough that he'll play this week for the Patriots.
Right.
Yeah. So what's going on with that? Anybody showed up late to the facility and was acting weird, but they're saying it's not a sobriety
issue. One report. The upside to me is worth it. And I want to throw it out to Redskins fans. 800-636-1067. Knowing that Josh Gordon was moved and the Patriots traded away a 5th-round pick, should the Redskins have done more to try and acquire Josh Gordon versus settling on Michael Floyd, a guy who had 10 catches last year in 11 games, and settling on Breshad Perriman, who's been a bust for 3 seasons? Should they have gone harder at Josh Gordon? And I would say yes. The upside to me is too much. 800-636-1067.
I said it yesterday. It was worth the risk. Now, if he has one infraction, then he's gone. But I thought it was worth the risk.
Yeah, but it's not worth the risk if you have to give up. Let's say you have to beat them, you have to give up a 4th rounder because they got a 5th. So to outbid New England.
But would you have just given the 5th?
Yes.
I would have given the 5th. Hell, I might have given the 4th. Because
I might have given the 5th and Josh Doxson.
But again, and Eric brings up a good point, you just don't know if he's going to be sober for the entire year.
And everybody's,
issues now for 3 years.
Everybody's chasing his 2013 numbers. They think all of a sudden he's going to get back to his 1,600-plus yard season. He's done nothing over the last since 2014.
Well, he's barely been.
He's got 24 catches, 18, and one last year.
Yeah, but look how many games he's missed.
How many did you do last year?
He had 18 catches.
In a limited amount of
games. I think he played five games.
Yeah. I didn't think
it
was that
Josh Doxson-esque. I don't understand all the fervor for him.
Okay, but when he was right in the head, you could argue he was the best.
But when was that? 2013?
Yeah.
2014?
He found the end zone in week one.
He did. When he was right, he was one of the best receivers in the game.
On a back shoulder pass.
And you look at him physically, he looks like he still has. I mean, he's a physical freak. You know, he's just a one in a million.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not trustworthy.
He's not trustworthy. But he put up those numbers, which certainly are pedestrian, with Browns quarterbacks throwing him the ball.
I just don't bring that guy in my building.
I know, but what if he's right for this year? What if he's just figured it out and he's right for this year?
I mean,
that's what New England Patriots are thinking. And then maybe next year he's got issues.
But it's low risk for the Patriots. I understand why they did it. I know why they did it, because they're betting on his upside.
Yeah, it's big time low risk.
They give him a fifth round pick.
They don't care about fifth round picks.
What do they care? If he keeps his nose clean, he's a big upgrade.
To answer your question, it would have been worth it for me.
Well, I'll say
I was
this.
Hoping the Niners would be involved.
I haven't been big on the Dez Bryant deal, because I do think he can be a pain in the ass, and you know he'll be on your quarterback. You know, he's a typical receiver diva, but he's better than Michael Floyd. Yeah. Man, that's not even close.
Hit Rashad Perryman.
If he's already turned down $5 million a year from the Browns and the Ravens, that's probably why they didn't do it. Mm-hmm. You just can't pay him. You know, you're getting Michael Floyd for league minimum, for sure.
True.
So, I guess it's just a financial thing.
But you're right.
Thing.
I mean, Dez could step in right away and make some plays.
Dez could step in right away. But Josh Gordon
would have stepped in right away and been a
legitimate number one receiver.
Number one that you could count on. For 8 to 10 catches and maybe a touchdown a week.
If he's healthy and his mind's right and everything.
I do think the Redskins settled on these two guys because I see them as backups. Floyd as Doxson's backup and Perryman as
Richardson's backup.
And maybe the slot if necessary.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls so people want to chime in. I know we got to go to break here in a sec. Let's go to Mike in Alexandria. Mike, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. Yep. They shouldn't have gone after him, and I'll tell you why. When you're new in sobriety like he is, your development is arrested. He's got the maturity of probably a 15-year-old. And they would have had to put up with so much drama and whining and crying, you know, him being newly sober, that they would have had to coddle and baby him the whole year. We got a couple of them guys on the team already. He's the perfect fit for New England because Belichick won't put up with it. You know, and he brings those guys in. If they don't toe the line, he just cuts them. But I don't think that Gruden would have the temperament to handle it.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Like I said, if he screws up once, then he's gone. That's probably what the Patriots are thinking.
Let's go, Joe Manassas. Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always.
Thanks,
I definitely I think they should pursue him. I mean, if you're talking about DUI and drinking issues, Michael Floyd had those same issues. So that being said, I mean, yeah, they should have done a little bit more due diligence. And I do think he has a lot left in the tank still as well.
Well, let's just say this. To their credit or discredit, they did pursue him by all accounts.
Right, right. What we don't know is maybe the Redskins made an offer and said 6th-round pick, and New England said, we'll go over the top and give you a 5th-rounder. So maybe the Redskins were part of that bidding process.
My understanding was that they wanted to offer a 6th New England, but they didn't have one.
Right.
So they had to give him a 5th.
Way for Cleveland to stick their guns and not deal him to an AFC team. They dealt it to one of the favorites.
And I believe the Redskins don't have a 6th-rounder either because they used it in the supplemental draft for the Alexander kid. So they would have to give up at least a 5th.
New England has to win now. They don't know how many more years Tom Brady's going to play. You know, we always talk about windows. It seems like Brady wants to play a few more seasons, but you never know.
Well, that game.
So they want to maximize.
Jacksonville was telling.
They always do.
That game that they lost to Jacksonville was telling.
They got throttled in that game.
All right, let's do this.
They went back to their offices and said, all right, we need to do something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.